This recording, Ontario 20, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comegit Secure is copyright Douglas N. Honorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working in a deserted district of a territory for a long time. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made a very unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying that much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Okay, so I have two boys, and they couldn't be more different if you tried. I have a 29-year-old and a 22-year-old. The oldest one is very strong-minded, strong-willed, and overpowering, overbearing. The other is quiet, subdued, sort of very, very easygoing. They are sharing an apartment because they're both at university this year. So it really is the odd couple. We call it the odd couple living together. The older boy likes to cook and is a vegetarian. The younger boy is a strong meat eater and doesn't care for his vegetables. So they're absolutely, as I say, opposite poles. Seem to be getting along, which is good. However, my husband's going to go out and find out if they're putting it on or whether they're really getting along. They both said they're physically fit because they've got gym equipment now in the middle of the living room, and they're pressing weights, and I think they're competing with one another. So a lot of our friends think, they can't imagine their older kids living together, but so far so good. They haven't killed one another, so that's all positive. And my husband's going out on the 6th, and he's going to have sort of a little fake Christmas, I guess we'd call it, instead of a real Christmas, because we're not going out at Christmas. And then we'll see if the phone conversations and what's really going on are a true measure of how they're getting along. So that's my little story.